Scientists from the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District and the UW-Milwaukee noticed last year that during baseball games at Miller Park, human sewage was mixed with stormwater runoff in the Menominee River just east of the stadium. So there's now been a test aimed at finding a direct link. Sewerage District official Peter Tupchevsky says dye was dumped into some bathroom pipes in Miller Park.
And basically what we did was we put green fluorescein dye into the bathrooms, and then we waited outside. We had known points outside of the stadium, and we verified that some of the connections were actually going to the storm sewer.
Tupchevsky says it appears that during the construction of Miller Park, at least one sanitary sewage pipe was mistakenly connected to a stormwater pipe. He says the human health risk in the river is mainly to people who wade in.
It's more the viruses, that it's the human contact factor would really be the danger here.
Tupchevsky acknowledges the Menominee River flows into Lake Michigan, but he says there's a couple miles between the ballpark and the lake, and that the viruses found in human waste often die off quickly. It's up to the taxpayer-funded Miller Park Stadium District to decide how to fix the sewer pipe problem and to whom to send the bill. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.